Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today we're going to speak about alignment, as I'm back in Cyprus after a very intense 10 days in Dubai, running around and working 24/7, which I'm not used to anymore, frankly speaking, but it was good. Alignment. If you actually do something that you're passionate about, that you believe in, that makes you feel like there's a purpose and a mission, then yes, you have a sense of alignment in your life. If you're in a relationship that nurtures your nervous system and it makes you feel at peace and does not feel like you need to walk on eggshells and you need to constantly, you're getting anxious and getting nervous of like, oh, what does he think? Or what does she think? And when should I reply to the text message and the whole crap, sorry to say so. Then, and you found that partner where it just feels aligned and you may have not spoken for how many days and it's okay because you trust that person. That means alignment. Yes. Why am I bringing this topic up? And I think Ninja needs to actually pee people. Woo. I bring this topic up because alignment is all about, everything in life is about alignment. And my company is called Align Within. If you're not aligned within yourself, your inner calling or your inner being, then it will reflect in your outside world. I repeat that. If you're not aligned within yourself, then chaos, drama, or anything that you do not wish for will reflect itself in your external world. So alignment is very important and it requires us to take care of oneself. Yes, it requires that you actually take care of your vessel. You ground yourself in nature. You make sure you have your happy hormones going, so a pet, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine. Have enough sleep, have movement, Tai Chi, Qigong, running, strength training for the women who are pre-menopause. And you are actually just happy with yourself and you look at yourself in the mirror, hey, you know what, love myself. Yeah, I know that sounds very cheesy, but it's true. Self-love is so important. And being aligned means also that we constantly shift, you know, it's like we call it in yoga, we have the sattva, the middle point, the middle way. You could call this in Taoism, yin and yang, and you have the Tao. Now, sometimes you sway a little bit to the right or left. And certain things, maybe you need to adjust. You need to adjust your self-care regime. You need to adjust your work. You need to adjust your belief patterns. And you need to continue healing your trauma. So, you know, when people say to me, oh, manifestation, you need to think positive. Yes, of course you need to think positive. But what is important is you also go through healing. And you understand, where do these limiting self-beliefs come from? And how can you heal them? And that is one tool to stay aligned and to get back into alignment. And we know this is a constant dance, balance. It's a constant movement. Where do I find my middle way? And that's challenging. And especially, you know, like for me coming back to Dubai, I'm like, wow, the speed of everything happening, how people drive and everything. But you know what? Because I felt so centered that I could deal with it. And I did not get rattled, nor did I get disgruntled, nor did I get anyhow a big emotional high or low. And if you're in alignment, it's easier to deal with your outside world. So, how can you stay in alignment? You take care of yourself. What does alignment mean? It means that you are able to look at yourself on a constant basis as an outside observer, and you are able to shift and recorrect, redirect, and go with the flow. be in tune with yourself. So start your day with a meditation practice, then go into a movement practice. Be in nature if possible. And yes, I don't always have this beautiful nature around me. There are also days that I'm standing in the rain with my fellow brothers and sisters at the Shaolin Temple Europe or Journey into Oneself. And we train in the rain. Yes, we do. So no matter the conditions, show up for yourself. Find that alignment. Namaha, namaste.